is an inyan on Shavuos to have dairy different minhagim among dairy, but some dafka have dairy first. They wash their hands, their mouth, they wait the requisite time, whatever it takes, and they have meat. So why dafka do we go ahead and do that? Because it's zechert, because it goes back to the incident that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to, the Medrash says, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to accept the Torah, the angels came down and said, why are you giving it to them? Give it to us. So God said, what are you talking about? I sent you down during the time of Avram Avinu, and you ate basar v'chalav. You couldn't keep what the Torah says, so don't drain me. So therefore, I'm giving it to Moshe. So we show our zehiris, we show how our importance, our carefulness in keeping not having milk and meat. So therefore, we dafka milk then meat to show we're having, you know, if you just have milk on meat, it doesn't show anything. I'm dafka having milk then meat as opposed to meat and milk or milk and meat together to show I'm following the halacha. So the question is, the Rebbe refers to, others point out that, like, what are you talking about? What's the taina? We know the isser to violate basar v'chalav of daraisa that says go savasho gadi bachel avimo. Echadu iser bisho, echadu iser achila, and echadu iser anan. In order to violate basar v'chalav, biblically speaking, you have to cook it together. If it's not cooked together, it's not biblical. So therefore, what's the taina on the angels? If you're going to taina on the angels that they ate basar v'chalav that was cooked together, so then the taina is on Avram. Avram is the one who cooked it. So what's the taina? So the Mefreshim answer based on a Gemara and Baba Metzia, Midrashim. Because what did the angels? Apparently Avram gave them separately, and angels don't eat. So they apparently burnt it or cooked it in the mouths. They had the milk and meat together and they cooked it. So that was the taina. They violated the Yisra Bishul Basar V'chalav. So therefore, that's why God had tainas on them. But Avram Avinu, he gave it to them separate, which just touches on a separate title they discussed, the famous discussion of Ramosha Salavechik, in terms of, I think it was asked, could you do an experiment using that you're going to cook the basar v'chalav together? There's no, in fact, it's poison, you can't even eat it. So he seemed to be lenient based on the understanding of the Rambam, that the whole Isra Bisho is al tzachila. It's also a discussion that Dove Mesharim talks about. I think they had a question about making chocolate. Also, it was a case where in the experiment, they had to go ahead and cook basar v'chalav. So that's the question over there.